some of your generals have decided that they are now the leaders of the SPLM. About this split, as we speak now, what is the situation?
Well, the situation now is under control. The Kedwang declaration was led by only three generals from the SPLM, SPLM-IO. One of them is our former Chief of Staff, General Gadwich Dwell, and the former Sector Commander of Division 1, General Johnson Oloin, and former Sector Commander of Division 3, Thomas Mabuthol. But I would like to assure the public that the situation now is under control, and they tried to attack. Actually, they attacked our forces 2 days ago, but our gallant forces managed to repulse them. And it was an unfortunate event that this breakout came during the time of peace. And it was unfortunate also that there are South Sudanese people who has lost their lives during the peace as well. We believe that this incident is not a coincidence. It was engineered and orchestrated by some spoilers or peace spoilers that aimed to derail the implementation of the peace agreement and to create division within the SPLM-SPLM-IO.
Yes, and of course, you talked about this division within the SPLM-IO. Now, how are you handling it? Have your leadership here in Juba reached out to these generals and try to resolve the situation, or you want to handle it militarily, like what happened the last 2 days?
Yeah, well, the leadership of the SPLM-SPLM was in contact with the three generals before they declare their defection from the SPLM-SPLM-IO, and the leadership has urged them and listened to all their grievances, because if it's genuine, the leadership would have solved it and reached to a solution. But they, it seems that they have a hidden agenda. That's why they did not listen. General Gadwich Gwell was appointed as a presidential advisor for peace, and he was he gave the leadership of the SPLM-IO his consent to take the position, but it seemed like he had a change of heart and decided not to come, and went further and defected from the SPLM-SPLM-IO and led the recent attack on our forces in Meghena, in the Sudanese, South Sudanese and Sudanese border.
This is definitely a step back to the implementation of the peace agreement, but when it comes to like the security arrangements of all that, of course, how is this affecting the IO particularly?
Well, this division will not affect the SPLM-IO, but it might affect the implementation of the agreement in general, because the defection within this time, it's unacceptable from our side, because the agreement itself has urged or just requested from the parties to stop recruiting forces from, you know, the different parties to the agreement. While we believe this group was urged or encouraged by one of the parties to the agreement so that they can defect, we believe all these problems now, they came to serve because of the lack of implementation of that, is particularly the security sector. The security sector, we believe, is the backbone of that group. Therefore, we believe that there's a need to expedite the graduation of forces. And prior to that, we believe the president has to accept the agreement reached by the parties that represent it are represented in security mechanisms in the workshop that was conducted here in Juba from the 10th to the 11th of May 2019, where that it has been agreed the command of the unified forces will be shared 50-50 from the different parties to the agreement. While now the president is refusing to accept that, we believe there's a need from the president of the Republic of South Sudan to have a genuine will and political will to implement what has been agreed by the parties. Now, the first step to the implementation of the security arrangement is to form the unified force and then to gradually deploy all of these forces. But yet this has not been happening. Our forces in the controlling parts are in a critical situation. Lack of food, lack of medicine, lack of shelter. This all came because of, among other reasons, because of the lack of political will. Secondly, it's the lack of funds. And third, it's the pandemic of the coronavirus. But we believe we can overcome all these challenges if we have the political will and if the other parties to the agreement has the same the same mentality or the same vision how to bring lasting peace in South Sudan.
Yes, you're saying if the other the other political parties have the will and all that. Three of your generals just defected and declared that they are the leaders of your party. Clearly, your chairman and the leadership of the SPLM-IO in Juba here must be doing something wrong.
There's nothing wrong because these three generals don't compose the military council command of the SPLM-SPLM-IO, which comprised of the commander-in-chief, which is Dr. Reverend Shaw, and the chief of the staff, which is the former chief of the staff who has, who's defected now, and his deputies, plus the nine sectors command, plus the commander of the headquarters. The three generals, one of them, which is General Gadwich, was not active in that time because he was relieved due his appointment as the presidential advisor. And we believe the other two don't make decisions on behalf of the political will or on behalf of the SPLM-SPLM-IO. In general, the SPLM-SPLM-IO as an institution is working tirelessly on how to bring peace and stability in this country. These generals, as I mentioned earlier, has been motivated or just has been, this defection was orchestrated by some element that we gather information, and we believe that they're the one behind behind all of this defection.
Yes, yesterday
our political bureau has sat here on the 4th this month and came up with a clear resolution on that they're standing firm behind the leadership, the current leadership of Professor Shar, and also give some recommendations on how to move forward on the process of implementation of this agreement.
All right. Now, yesterday, IGAD Council of Ministers had a meeting and came out with some resolutions, of course. Have they extended some of these resolutions to you as SPLM-IO?
Yeah, well, we have noted these resolutions through the media houses, through the Sudan Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and we believe they have urged the two parties to, you know, to see the confrontations all in the ground. We believe they did not address the main core of the problem, which is the lack of the implementation of the agreement, particularly in the security arrangement. If the security arrangement was put on place, such activities or such declaration would not happen. All this caused by the lack of the implementation of the agreement. We have noted that maybe the chair of IGAD, the Sudan PM, Dr. Hamdok, will come to Juba and discuss with the leadership of the parties regarding this issue. We welcome that decision because we believe that it's overdue, but we welcome that that decision for him to come to Juba to discuss with the leadership. But we urge the grantor and to have a bigger role, and to fulfill their part as a granted to the government. Because if their work was affected, there are a lot of issues or a lot of violations that won't happen now. But it's good that they're finally coming back to assume their role, and we expect that for them just to do more than just issuing a statement. We need a concrete decision.
All right.
So that the peace agreement can be implemented in the next.